quickly want to finish the general introduction.
Ja bih želeo sada da ukratko završim ovaj opšti uvod.
And move into the second topic.
I da krenem prema drugoj tematici.
What we're talking here is only background.
Mi ćemo sada ovde govoriti samo o pozadini.
To give us some context for what will become Seventh-day Adventist theology.
Da vam dam neki uvid u to šta je to što je kasnije postalo adventizam.
Right now we're looking at the contextual theological context in which early Adventism arose.
A prvo smo dakle razmatrali taj je kontekstualni teološki prostor u kome je nastao adventizam.
And so far we've looked at four.
I do sada smo proučili četiri takve činjenice.
Three.
Stvari tri.
Anabaptism.
Anabaptizam.
Restorationism.
Obnoviteljski pokret.
And Wesleyanism.
I Wesleyanizam. Ili metodizam.
You are not to be an expert in each of these topics.
Svakako da vi ne morate biti eksperti na bilo kojem od ovih područja.
But you ought to understand how they're related to the Adventist Church.
Ali trebalo bi da shvatite na koji način su oni povezani sa Adventističkom crkvom.
That is Restorationism brought two of our leaders.
Da iz pokreta obnovitelja su došla dvojica od naših prvih pionira.
Methodism will bring the third.
A iz metodizma treći pionir.
And you should understand the major contribution of each movement to Adventism.
I treba da shvatimo taj osnovni doprinos svakoga od ovih pokreta našoj teologiji.
The fourth movement that will greatly influence Adventism is Puritanism.
Četvrti pokret koji je veoma uticao na Adventizam, to je Puritanizam.
Puritanism is the English and American form of Calvinism.
To je engleska, američka forma kalvinizma.
Adventism disagreed with Puritanism on the way of salvation.
Adventizam se ne slaže sa puritanizmom što se tiče puta spasenja.
Wesley had reacted, Wesley and the Puritans reacted against each other.
Wesleyanism ili metodizam i puritanizam su suprotnosti.
So the five points on salvation are just the opposite.
Dakle, njihove postavke o spasenju su
which basically means that from birth, some people are predestined to go to heaven and others to hell.
Što znači da bi od samog rođenja neko bio određen da ode u pakao, a neko da ode u nebo.
And second, you don't have any choice. There's no free will.
To bi značilo da nemate slobodne volje, da nemate mogućnost izbora.
God decided it.
Bog odlučuje, dakle, u svemu.
And thirdly,
treće,
limited atonement.
Ograničeno pomirenje.
Christ didn't die for everybody, just for some.
Hristos nije umro za svakoga, nego samo za neke.
Well, I will quickly give the other two.
Ja ću vam dati i druge dve tačke.
Grace is irresistible.
Blagodat je neodoljiva.
If God wants to save you, you can't resist.
Ako Bog želi da te spase, ti se ne možeš odupreti.
And lastly,
i poslednje,
once saved, always saved.
Jednom spašen, uvek spašen.
It's impossible to fall from grace.
Ne može čovek otpasti od blagodati Božje.
Now, Adventism did not accept that theological package.
Svakako, Adventizam ne prihvata ove teološke postavke.
You can see that we accepted the package from Wesley.
Vi vidite da smo mi celi paket prihvatili od metodizma.
Well then, what did the Puritans, what was their legacy, what did they give to Adventism?
A koji onda su, koje nasleđe su nam dakle ostavili Puritanci u Adventizmu?
Two things.
Dve stvari.
Number one,
prvo,
no religious movement in the history of Christianity
ni jedan verski pokret u istoriji hrišćanstva
had been more concerned with the Sabbath.
Nije se više bavio subotom.
Puritanism put the Sabbath at the heart of their belief system.
Puritanizam je pitanje dana od odmora stavio u srce svih svojih nastojanja.
But the Puritan Sabbath was the first day.
Ali, dan odmora za Puritance je bio prvi dan.
It was Sunday.
To je nedelja.
Kept very strictly like the Old Testament Sabbath.
Oni su držali nedelju tako strogo kao što se u ona kao što se dan odmora poštovao u Starom zavetu.
The importance of Sabbath permeated the Puritan Sabbath permeated the North American context.
I celokupno to pitanje dana od odmora prožima američku religijsku svest.
And certainly helped sensitize the early Adventists to the issue of Sabbath.
I svakako je učinilo i prve adventiste osjetljivim na pitanje dana od odmora.
Another thing about Puritanism,
druga činjenica povezana sa puritanizmom,
was their desire to change society through legislation.
To je njihova želja da menjaju društvo, ali putem legislacije, putem zakonodavstva.
Including religious legislation.
Uključujući i versko zakonodavstvo.
And they saw America as a covenant people.
I oni su gledali Ameriku kao zavetni narod.
And the Old Testament Sabbath, of course, was a sign of the covenant.
A svakako u Starom zavetu dan odmora je bio znak zaveta.
And so they were very interested in legislating Sunday as a day of worship.
I upravo zato su bili toliko zainteresovani da se zakonom utvrdi nedelja kao dan bogosluženja.
As a sign of the covenant.
Kao znak zaveta sa Bogom.
This will influence Adventism very much.
I ovo je imalo veoma veliki uticaj na adventizam.
As they read Revelation 13 and 14.
Kad su čitali Otkrivenje 13. i 14. poglavlje.
And they began to deal not only with Sabbath, but with Sunday legislation.
Pa oni su počeli, dakle, da se bave ne samo subotnim, nego i nedeljnim zakonodavstvom.
And maybe there's another way that Calvinists and that is Puritans and Methodists differ.
Ima možda još jedan način razlikovanja između kalvinizma ili puritanizma i metodizma sa druge strane.
That's the way they do theology.
A to je način na koji se bave teologijom.
I used to belong to the Christian Philosophical Society.
Ja pripadam hrišćanskom filozofskom društvu.
And I would see these Calvinistic types argue on a word.
I ja sam gledao te tipove pod uticajem kalvinizma kako se svađaju oko reči.
And become very excited with each other as they got very aggressive on the definition of a word.
I veoma su uzbuđeni, veoma se sukobljavaju oko definicije svake reči.
We have some Adventists to do theology that way.
A mi imamo i neke adventiste koji se bave teologijom na sličan način.
I've had some almost want to have a fight with me because I didn't agree with them on this definition or that definition.
Neki od njih su poželi da se i potuku sa mnom samo zato što se nisam složio s njima sa njihovom definicijom nekih teoloških pojmova.
But the Methodists had a softer approach to doing theology.
Ali metodizam ima mekši pristup teologiji.
Doctrine is important.
Da, doktrina je važna.
But if you lose your Christian experience in order to defend your doctrine, you've lost everything.
Ali ako izgubiš svoje hrišćansko iskustvo, onda si sve izgubio, pa makar odbranio doktrinu.
We will see these two attitudes in Adventist theology in its history.
Mi ova dva pristupa možemo videti u adventističkoj teologiji u istoriji.
For example, at the Minneapolis General Conference in 1888.
Na primjer, na generalnoj konferenciji u Minneapolisu 1888. godine.
Where some came on very strong and hard and very un-Christ-like.
neki su došli veoma oštro, veoma surovo, nehrišćanski.
In defending their theology.
Braneći svoju teologiju.
And Ellen White, who was very upset with that spirit.
I Ellen White je bila veoma uznemirana zbog ovakvog duha.
She said, if that's what your theology does to you, I want to be as far away from it as possible.
A ona kaže, ako vaša teologija vas čini takvim ljudima kao što jeste, ja želim da budem što dalje od vas i vaše filozofije.
Well, we still have those attitudes today.
Međutim, i danas imamo ljude koji se na sličan način ponašaju.